Water is being used to flush fuel out of the tundra, where a tanker truck rolled off the Dalton Highway earlier this month. The Nana Corporation truck is estimated to have leaked in excess of 2,500 gallons of fuel near milepost 299, about 110 miles south of Dead Horse. Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation on-scene coordinator Tom DeRider says the sloped spill area is being flooded with water.
When the fuel left the truck, it went down into the tundra mat and the duff that was below that. The ice layer, the area that's still frozen, is down about 3 to 6 inches below the tundra mat. And so most of the fuel is contained in the upper layers. And what we've been trying to do is to flood the area to move the fuel out of the tundra down to collection areas.
DeRider says the 2.7-acre spill zone is being treated one section at a time.
Put up what's called shore seal boom. And the shore seal boom is a series of tubes that are all connected that are filled with water so that they're heavy and they conform to the ground and they form a barrier. So as the water floods down into them, it builds up behind.
DeRider says the lighter-than-water fuel floats to the surface and is mopped up with absorbent material. Over 300 bags of oiled sorbents had been collected as of Monday. DeRider says tundra samples are tested to determine the remaining level of fuel contamination.
Checking to see if some of the volatiles of the diesel are still coming off of there, trying to get it down to a given level before we stop the flooding and flushing process.
DeRider says about a fifth of the spill area had been treated as of Tuesday and could not estimate how much longer the cleanup would take. He adds bear, fox, squirrels, and birds have been spotted in the area but have been kept out of the spill zone.